We will be providing comprehensive coverage from the Mackinac Policy Conference beginning 1 week from today. We'll give you a preview on Tuesday and then be there as the movers, the shakers, and some of the politicos are going to be getting together, trying to solve some of the vexing problems that we have in the state, transparency, transit, taxation. I think there's hopefully going to be maybe some action on transparency. That would be nice. But 5 years ago at the Mackinac Policy Conference on the porch at Mackinac, there was a very big announcement about the and signing of the auto insurance reform bill, one of the most vexing problems this state had as the most expensive place in the nation to insure your car. It was a major breakthrough. Well, now apparently there's concern that a lot of the good that reform legislation did could be undone. There is a new billboard along I-75 that will kind of send a message to attendees and the rest of us that travel I-75 that this should not be tampered with. What's behind it? Why now? This is all part of our Tuesday Mobility Makers brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. And we welcome in Tim Hostey, the board president of the Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
So why does no fault need protection?
Well, what we're looking at is more so having to look at getting some reforms made to the very very poor, just to put it bluntly, changes that occurred when they enacted Public Act 21 about 5 years ago. When the no-fault law changed, the entire goal at that point in time was for them to save Michigan drivers money. But what ended up happening was all of us as policyholders, I think, can point to the fact that the cost really haven't gone down. But the one thing that has gone down and continues to drop every single year is the level of care that people are able to access from those policies that they have purchased. And that's what we've been asking since Public Act 21 went into place, that the House and Senate really take a look at and try and find some real fixes so that we can ensure catastrophically injured individuals have access to the care that they desperately need.
Tim, the issue of auto insurance reform has been going on for years. What progress has been made since the 2019 reform was signed into law, and what challenges remain that will help the coalition achieve its goals?
Well, I mean, honestly, from a legislative standpoint, there hasn't been anything done since 2019, and that's where a lot of this issue is. We were fortunate in the Michigan Supreme Court to have the Andery decision ruled the way that it was, which rightfully so restored anyone who was injured prior to June 11, 2019, their ability to gain the coverage that they had paid for and had been covered at that point. Mm-hmm. Our biggest frustration is that when it was passed, it was known as Senate Bill 1 at that point in time, was the governor and leadership in both the House and Senate stated they knew additional work was when it was needed. They referred to it as the freeway to get auto no fault done, but they admitted that guardrails and exit ramps were needed to be installed, as they stated, to get this law right. That was 5 years ago. Nothing has happened. And the only thing that has occurred is that we have over 7,000 people who have lost access to the care that they need since then, and it needs to be fixed.
And what do you think comes of placing a billboard on 75? Because not only policy, you know, attendees, but people are going up north for Memorial Weekend. What do you think you get out of the billboard?
Well, I mean, we really need to draw attention to it, not just to elected officials, but Michigan drivers in general, because reality is, you know, there is an injury accident in Michigan about every 7.5 minutes. And, you know, we see people day in and day out who never thought a catastrophic injury would happen to them, and it did. And the problem that we see is that with the fact that this law was reformed the way that it was in 2019, and we have a fee schedule which is making it very difficult, if not impossible, for providers to render necessary care, that puts every Michigan driver at significant risk that if they are injured, they may not be able to access that care that they are going to need, and that their overall ability to return to a productive quality of life is going to be significantly lessened.
Tim, how much of that is determined by the level of coverage that you sign up for? I mean, when this was SB1 was originally sold to us, it was, well, this was going to give consumers choice. If you wanted the lifetime unlimited coverage that you always had, you were still going to be able to get that post June 11th, 2019. Is that not true? If I sign up for max coverage, am I not getting covered? And if people don't sign up, isn't that a consequence of their choice?
Well, it is definitely a consequence of their choice when it comes to selecting which level of PIP coverage that they have. The problem, though, is when it comes to when people maintain lifetime coverage, and I'm just going to put it out there, that is the only appropriate coverage that all Michigan drivers should have. But what happens is that when you have medical and rehab providers who are faced with the overall reality that at best today, they could be charging what they were January 1, 2019, because keep in mind, when this no-fault reform went into place, the fee schedule essentially stated that your rates were going to be for medical and rehab providers where they were January 1, 2019. And that's best case. In a lot of cases, though, they had to roll their rates back to where they were at that date, mm-hmm. and then cut 45% off of it. So people that have the lifetime dental coverage, yes, they will be able to get the lifetime dental care. But if the providers are unable to sustain and can continue to service people who have been injured in auto accidents, then that care access is not going to be there for them. So it's one of those things. I mean, yes, there is still care available right now, but it is not the appropriate care that people need simply because this fee schedule does not allow it.
So, Tim, going forward, what's the next steps in advocating for these changes to the auto insurance policy, and how can individuals get involved in supporting those efforts?
Well, one of the biggest things is there has been a couple of bills. It's Senate Bill 530, 531, and 575. These bills passed the Senate in October, and it has been over 200 days since they were sent to the Michigan House. The support's there to pass them. The problem is the Michigan House will not even give them a hearing. This is something that all Michiganders need to be reaching out to their elected officials and demand that a hearing be maybe given on Senate Bill 530 so that this issue can move forward. And I would also suggest, too, that, you know, we are rapidly approaching the point in time where all Michigan state reps are going to be running for office. Mm-hmm. If this issue is not done soon, when you have somebody come knocking at your door and asking to talk to you and to support them in November, Michiganders should be ready to ask, why have you allowed this suffering to go on? And what are you going to do to get this bill through?
So very, very quickly, Tim, you know, the other side will say, if you start tampering with this, it's going to lead to higher premiums. It will undo most of the good and the savings that consumers were screaming for 5 years ago.
We have definitely heard that. It's important to keep in mind that the actual PIP portion, which is all that we're talking about here, is a very low percentage of what your entire auto insurance costs are. On top of it, I think all of us as policyholders can take a look at the fact that we were promised lower rates in 2019 and policies continue to go up, up, and up every single year. But then yet we're looking at where these auto insurers can increase rates, but then yet the medical and rehab providers that are here to care for people who have sustained catastrophic injuries are stuck at 2019 rates, if not 2019 rates minus 45%.
Well, and I think we're no longer the most expensive, but I think we're second or third most expensive. I'm not sure that we really improved our position.
Right. And the stories from Child Live and Good about these people not getting the care perhaps outweigh
heartbreaking.
There are ways that we can bring down the cost of auto insurance here in Michigan. But the problem is, if we constantly falsely place blame on the PIP portion, we're never going to get there. A much deeper dive at the legislature level has to be done to really get at what is causing these rates to go up if we're going to have a serious conversation on saving drivers money.
Tim Host, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll watch for that billboard going up I-75 next week. And that's a good discussion to have while we're on Mackinac, and we will have that discussion. It was just a few weeks ago that the parents of Ethan Crumbly asked him for his psychiatric records, for his testimony to try to avert a criminal conviction. His attorney said no. Well, now he needs mom and dad's help. And dad is saying no. We'll get to the heart of what's happening there next on JR Morning at 649.